morning. We have no public comments, so I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, March 27, 2017, 9:05 a.m. Do we have any commission remarks?
I would like to comment that a week from tomorrow, April 4th, is the election, and the proposition that will be voted on is the whether or not the road and bridge shall half a cent sales tax shall continue to obtain maintenance of our roads and bridges in Taney County. I'd just like to comment that that will be voted on, and it's very important to the citizens, all citizens of Taney County, in order to continue maintaining. Education, it will be voted on. Polls open at 6, close at 7, and they're doing early voting right now in the county clerk's office from 8 to 5, and that will continue till 5 p.m. on April the 3rd, Monday. Thank you, sir. Oh, absentee voting. Absentee voting if you can't be at the polls on April the 2nd. Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 4444310 through 444376. Warrants.
I'm sorry.
Warrants 6733 and one journal entry. I'd like to amend my motion to exclude 444325. That was paid by a credit card.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you have that check number? Okay.
Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes for March 20th, 2017. Mr. Williams, there was some discussion on these minutes that we approve them separately, approve our regular session minutes, and then approve our executive session minutes just separate.
I think we've always done it that way, haven't we?
I don't know if we have we done it.
We've been approving them together, but it was just suggested by another board that we approve them separately. Said that recommendation had been made to them. I make a motion we approve the previous minutes of March 20th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I make a motion that we approve the executive session minutes of March 20th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Saint Street Apartment Certificate of Completion.
We had the Board of Equalization discussion.
Oh, was that? I'm sorry. Board of Equalization discussion. This is out of order here.
I think we need to advertise for people to apply that would be willing to serve on the Board of Equalization. Maybe we can get both papers to put that out. And
Mike, did you bring down that file that says what the requirements are for that board? I think statutes lay out some of the...
I looked up the statutes this morning, and but I didn't bring the file down.
If you go with a three-member board, 138.085, they must be three taxpayers that are property-owning citizens, residents of county for 5 years before their appointment. And if we go with the statute where there's a five-member board with the three commissioners, your two outside citizens must not be related to any member of the Board of Equalization within the third degree, and they must have experience in determined by the County Commission as a real estate broker, real estate appraiser, home builder, property development, lending officer, investor in real estate.
So the three-person board doesn't have that requirement?
Yes, the three-person board, three tax-paying, property-owning citizens, residents of the county for 5 years before their next appointment, who shall be appointed by the County Commission for a three-year term with one member been appointed annually on the second Monday in January after the commission meets the first appointment of the three or four members.
I was asking about the requirement of the experience with real estate values.
It's 138.085. And
Ms. Neely, do you know off the top of your head if the three-person board?
I think if you harmonize all of the statutes, because if you look at the earlier statutes, it talks about what the members are, what the qualifications are for the members, how they get paid, all of that. If you harmonize all of the statutes together, I believe they still have to have the qualifications for the three-member board.
Thank you. Is RSM 138 what? 060?
There's 085 for the three-member board. And then there's another statute, 138.010. But I think the 085.
I believe you would consider the same qualifications in looking at our past board members. They've been a property owner of real estate, and we've had members in real estate and experience with real estate. So in choosing your board members, you would consider the experience.
Discussion and the commissioners discussed what the different types of BOE that we could have, and at this point I understand they just want to go out and get board members, see what kind of board members they can get before a decision is made as to what type.
If we're doing three or five,
right? Okay. Right.
Thank you. So is there going to be any more discussion, or are we just going to ask the papers to put out?
Yeah, we need applicants for the Board of Equalization. Is that it? Mm-hmm. All right, we'll move on to Saint Street Apartment Certificate of Completion.
I think what we mainly wanted to do here was just enter that into the record.
Yeah, we have a letter from the Community Development Block Grant Project manager thanking us for our cooperation in completing the closeout process.
Move to accept and enter into the record the letter from March 9th, 2017. From the CDBG manager.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for transfer tipping trailers. Number 201702-370.
Good morning, Commission. Thank you.
Good morning.
This is in reference to, as you stated, bid number 201702-370. For two transfer tipping trailers as requested by Taney County Road and Bridge. This bid was released on February the 18th of this year. It closed last week. We opened responses from four different vendors. Randy and I opened those responses. He took possession of the copies for a thorough review. As part of my routine, I just want to mention for the record, as part of the routine that we follow, as soon as those bids are open, and they are indeed public record at that moment, I have found that as a courtesy to all participating vendors, it's beneficial for all parties concerned for an email to go out. I sent out an email to all of the participating vendors with what those results are, reminding them that we're in that review phase and letting them know when the award meeting is scheduled on your agenda. Subsequent to that courtesy email, I did receive some feedback from one of the participating vendors that was rather unsavory, and so I just want to mention in the record here that we do follow state law on all of these bid processes. That's part of my job to make sure that state law is followed implicitly. This particular vendor was a local vendor, and he was not the low bid. He was kind of mid-range, and he made the comment that he felt that we were excluding local vendors and we should show preference to local vendors. And for the record, Missouri law reads that indeed, on any bid process, local vendors should receive preference as long as their response is equal to or lower than all of the responses. So it's one of those kind of ambiguous laws that when you first start reading it, you think, well, great, we can absolutely share our taxpayer dollars locally. But when you read it closely, it does say equal or low. And in this case, this particular